word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
Again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, for we want to encourage the saints. One of the things that Christians need to be aware of is that as long as we're in this world, we will have, listen to me, imperfect situations. We'll be in the midst of a people that is not a perfect people. We'll have to deal with situations that are less than perfect, because the situations have been put together by imperfect parts. So if the parts are imperfect, then how can you expect the whole or the complete unit to be perfect? So many times we find people frustrated because they said we did all the right things and things still turned out wrong. Parents many times will have to deal with this kind of grief, of hurt, that they did all of the right things. They put their children in the right atmosphere, right environment, and the best they knew how, they were doing what they could, and things still turned out quite differently. And so they may be sorrowing. I got this thought just recently in visiting with a group of people and seeing how some people respond to other people. And these were all Christians, all professing Christians. And sometimes the professing Christian gets upset because all of the other professing Christians are not like they are. All of the other professing Christians haven't reached the level of maturity that they've reached. And so they are tempted to say, I wonder if such and such a person is even saved. Well, you know, I wonder that about myself sometimes. Say, you do, yes. But I know that I'm trusting in the blood of Christ, and there is no doubt as far, I'm not seriously saying that. What I'm saying is that there are some deeds, some thoughts that walk across my brain, and I wonder where in the world did it come from. I know where it's come from. I know that we have the old nature, and we're not home yet. And there are many things that remind us of the rotting carcass of the old man, the old way. Like the raven that was content to dwell under the judged world, didn't come back. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her feet, and so she did return to the ark. And so there are things in our lives that will remind us of the old way, and they come back. And there are things that are in the lives of every believer that will bother other Christians. And yet the Lord has received us to the full. He has accepted us in the Beloved. He has declared the guilty to be righteous because of the work of Christ. Now, there are so many people who think that they are righteous because they don't do this and they don't do that, and they've gotten this under control. That is not, friends, what the Lord is talking about as far as being justified. It is a work of Christ that we are justified. We are accepted in the Beloved because of the work of Christ. So don't become alarmed when the Lord allows you to be exposed to situations that make you uncomfortable. And furthermore, when those things that come upon you that are heavy and grieve your heart, don't think that you are sorrowing like those who have no hope. As 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, that ye sorrow not as others which have no hope. So the Lord is telling us there that there are two groups. There are those who sorrow with no hope of ever having a change brought, and there are those who sorrow, those of us who sorrow, and know that there is hope in the midst of this sorrow. Dear Heavenly Father, we do ask for thy blessings today. We plead the blood of Christ. Hear from heaven and minister to our needs. Empower me by thy Spirit to preach thy word for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, let's continue today, friends, in the scriptures as we look in the book of Genesis. And here in this passage, we are looking in chapter 18, and we are seeing that the man Abraham is being visited by three visitors. The Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. Now, Abraham did not have the Hebrew text with him and how to identify who this was that was appearing to him. And it is recorded unto us that it was the Lord who appeared unto Abraham. And Abraham sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Now, that's another message right there. And I think we'll just expound upon it for a while. Abraham sat in the tent door. Do you not recognize that the very best place that you can have in this life is but comparable to that of a tent, a temporary dwelling place? The very best situation that you can find yourself in is but comparable to that of a tent, a temporary dwelling place, a temporary just a moment, and this will pass on. This has come to pass, didn't come to stay here. And Abraham sat in this tent door, and there are so many people who are today filled with bitterness. They forgot that they were sitting in a tent door. The whole world around them just collapsed, and they don't understand why. But they did everything they thought they ought to do. But it's just a tent, friends. It's just a tent. And in the military, when we were on bivouac, that's the time we lived out in the bushes, sleeping on the ground, making a little tent to cover ourselves from the rain. And sometimes you didn't put the tent up right in the daytime and started raining at night. And boy, there were problems. It just have to lie in the rain, sleep in the rain. Or sometimes you place the tent in the wrong place. And I can remember one time we were on bivouac somewhere, and someone built their tent in a creek bed, a dry creek bed, mind you. So needless to say what happened that night. Started raining, and they had to get up and move to another place. It was a nice, clean place. There were no brushes and twigs there, and just looked nice. But they didn't see the rain coming. They didn't know it was going to rain in the night. Looked fine in the evening when they went to bed, and it rained. Wound up having to get up in the night, move to a different place. And so it can be with you and me. Many times we think things are fine. We don't see anything on the horizon. We haven't heard any weather forecasts that's calling for rain or any inclement weather. But we've made our choice. And things start happening, and we have to move because it's a tent, a temporary dwelling place. And so a tent can be placed quickly. It doesn't take long. You don't build a foundation for a tent. Now, there were some places and are some places because of the type of tents that there are. You do place them on a slab of concrete. But it's only for a tent, only for a temporary time, a night or a week or so, but not forever. And as it being a tent, there were many things you have to be without. So listen, you're not home yet. You're not home yet. You can make a tent comfortable for a night. We had these pneumatic air mattresses that we could use and could carry a flashlight into the tent if we wished, of course, and not in a tactical situation, but could carry that flashlight with us into that tent and have some light. And we could even use some kind of mosquito or insect repellent and fix it so that we were temporarily there, comfortable for a night or two, and sometimes several days, even in the snow, protect us in the tent. And so the tent can protect you from some very difficult situations, and you can be protected in some very uncomfortable situations from that which is worse, such is the case with us. The Lord delivers, but don't forget, we're in a tent, and your house, the physical body in which you dwell, it is but a tabernacle, a temporary dwelling place. Abraham sat in his tent door, and notice he sat in the heat of the day. That means that there was light. That means that he could see things. That means that it was warm. And there he is in the middle of the day. And while he is there in the day, he lifts up his eyes and he looks and he sees these three who are coming to him. He runs to meet them. He goes from his tent door. Well, listen, are you looking for the Lord? Are you looking for him, and are you eagerly awaiting him? Abraham eagerly ran to meet these. You know, another thing from this matter, as we dwell in our tents, in these different barren places, we can find ourselves longing for visitors. And I'm sure that I'm talking to someone who's not had a visitor in many days. You live in your home by yourself, and you need God's help. Talk to him. Talk to the Lord. Call upon God. He will hear. He will help. He sees. The Lord never closes his eyes. And we can say, "Thou God seest me," as Hagar did. Another thing to be reminded of this is that the Lord his eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to your prayers. We were talking today about this situation, that there are many who live alone. You live in your home alone, and you have visitors, and those visitors are family members that come every once in a while. But you know, there are some who have no family members. They live in their home, and the only family, only visitations they get are from those who come to work on the yard or come to do something there. But I'm so glad, friends, that our Lord is looking on us as we name the name of Christ. I can remember being without the Lord, and even today, even now, I can think of that loneliness that I had when I was without the Lord, and I wouldn't want that ever again, and I will never have it again. Oh, I've been lonely, but never like this, never like that, friends, never like it was when I was without the Lord. When I'm lonely now, I have a longing for home. Many times I've sat down at this microphone and I thought, "Lord, I long for you. Lord, I'm so lonely for God. I thirst for thee." And there are times when you might, when I've been away from home and been preaching and on my way back to be with my wife, and I've been so eager to get back to be with her, lonely for her. Time sitting around and missing the children and the grandchildren, wanting to see them. And the Lord provides, and we get to see them. But we never experience that loneliness that those who have no one, we are, as Christians, looking to see the day when the Lord returns. We watch and pray, "Even so, Lord Jesus." We're not without hope. He is there waiting. Call upon him. Seek his face now. Talk to the Lord often. If you must, in your home by yourself, just walk around and pray to him, because he is with you. He promised never to leave you. Believe him, and show that you believe him by talking to him. Get his word down if you can read, if you can see, and ask the Lord to bless. Father, help us today. We love thee, Lord. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Comfort and strengthen, we ask, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Well, join us again for another program of Light for the Pathway. I'm Willie Thompson in Greenville, South Carolina, at 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, zip code 29609.